The Florida legislature is set to begin their 2010 regular session in just a few weeks, and as many know, cuts to the budget will be another major issue as it was last year. Commissioner of Agriculture Charles Bronson told me they cut 300 positions last year and will more than likely need to cut a few more again this year.
My guess is in the end we will, in the two-year period, probably lose 500 positions. The question is, can we get our job done? And that we're going to be looking at that. Or are they going to have to readjust some of the laws that are on the books with the rules and regulations that had to be put into place to meet the standards of law?
Bronson said the legislature is under the gun to create a balanced budget and said we have to realize how tough that is in today's times. There are many in the cattle industry who depend on the market news service each week, and while that was an area that ended up not being cut last year, many know it will be looked hard at again this year.
Yes, and we've had to put that up on our block twice now. We think the job these guys do is a great service to the industry, but if it comes down to doing away with somebody who's inspecting the food supply for the safety of the public or that position, I mean, or a forest firefighter, I can't give up those other two positions over that one when I know that the two more important positions are firefighting and food safety. So I've got some real tough decisions to make, and so does the legislature.
Terry Harris with the Georgia Florida Federal State Livestock Market News and Grading Service said he realizes after almost being on the cutting block last year, it's up in the air as to what will happen this year.
Our politicians are mostly from urban areas. It's a constant struggle to continue to provide them the information they need to make good decisions. We would encourage people to contact their legislators and communicate to them how important price discovery is for their business. Without it, that information would come from much farther away, and history says that without market news or price discovery that is unbiased and accurate, markets will decline.
Harris said he believes for the industry it's important to have a good, unbiased price discovery on every commodity. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.